Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
Houston, we got a big announcement, man. The Texans GM wants to give one of our listeners $100. $100. We were giving away $1,000 not too long ago. Now we're going to give away $100 that Cal McNair pays Nick Caserio. Nick Caserio is a man of his word. A couple days ago he was on. I think it was Monday. What is today? No, it was Wednesday. It was the first day of training camp, right? Early Wednesday morning.
Yep.
He was on, and he had this to say.
The roster is kind of a day-to-day endeavor. I'm going to give a little shameless plug here for the guys at 610. Maybe you guys can take a poll. How many roster transactions are the Houston Texans going to have? And I'll maybe give $100 to the winner.
He's a man of his word. Nick Caserio is a man of his word, Houston. He's gonna give away $100. You can win Caserio cash. Texans GM is giving you an opportunity. Here's what you got to do. You got to go to sportsradio610.com, and you got to take a guess at how many transactions the Texans will make throughout the 4 weeks of Camp Caserio. 4 weeks of camp, how many transactions will the Texans make? How many transactions will Nick Caserio make? Go to sportsradio610. If you choose correctly, you will instantly be qualified for a chance to have Nick Caserio personally hand you a crisp $100 bill. Huh? Come on, man. Yeah, look, I got my first $100 that I made from the Cowboys. First $100 that I took from Jerry Jones. I got some of Emmitt Smith's money, so I got a $100 bill that I won from Emmitt Smith. I got some of Ricky Williams.
You just kept
the great
them?
Longhorn. Yeah.
Yeah, I spent all
You win a little bit of money from them cats, you got to keep it, right? I got the first I don't have the dollar, but I have the check stub that I got from Disney when I was working with the SEC Network, when ESPN had to pay me. That's actually Disney. It was one of those things where I made it, man. I've earned money from other big name it. You can win $100 from Nick Caserio. Registration ends Monday at midnight. Here's the deal.
Listen to that.
Listen
Monday
to these
at
details.
Midnight.
I'm going to describe something now. A transaction is defined by the league as any roster move, active non-football injury list, reserve COVID-19 list, cuts, trades, anything under the sun. So in other words, this ain't going to be 3, 4, or 5. It's going to be a big number between now and the end of training camp, which is roughly 4 weeks. So go to sportsradio610.com. It'll be easy to navigate. Go to sportsradio610.com and take you a guess at how many transactions you think Texans GM Nick Caserio will make. You'll instantly be entered into.
That's big time, Nick.
A draw? Yes. Now he's going to meet you. He's going to shake your hand. He's going to give you a crisp $100 bill that he has been paid from.
Oh, you get to meet him and talk to him too?
Yes.
Oh, hell.
Absolutely. Now,
I'm gonna drink this man,
your level of interest, like whether you can keep his attention for more than a few minutes, that's up to you. That's up to you. But Nick Caserio is going to give you $100 of his hard-earned cash. How about that, show? I mean,
that's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's big time. You get $100 from the GM, and you get to meet him and talk to him for a little bit.
My man comes on Sports Radio 610, says he'll give $100 of his own hard-earned money to a listener, and I'll be damned if Armin Williams don't put it in the works
Look at
and
God.
Make it happen. Mm. There you go. Sports Radio 610. always giving you a chance to win a money. Sometimes it's $1,000. Sometimes it's $100 from the Texans GM. What you need to do is just make sure that you're plugged into Sports Radio 610. Make sure you're plugged into SportsRadio610.com because B. Scott's always got some serious content up there that you may or may not hear in the show. Sports Radio 610 will keep you up to date with all the goings-on in our beautiful city of Houston for sure. Ron, the show, Ugly, and myself, we were out at training camp again today, two straight days. And, Ron, my number one takeaway from training camp is, man, it's hotter than two rats getting it on in a wool sock out there now.
Yeah, and these got a good sweat.
And these Houston Texans, back-to-back days, the first 2 days of training camp, they've logged 2.5 hours plus of practice both days. And I've been critical now.
That's unusual for
–
I've watched the Texans last year. Wasn't that long, the practice we went to. And I've covered Andy Reid, and it was definitely not that long. I've not seen practice that long.
I think that's abnormal in today's game, regardless of the weather. But when this kind of heat is suffocating you, I think it's really rare. When I was with the Cowboys, we had training camp in Wichita Falls, Texas, and that is the hottest place on the planet. I don't care what nobody says, it feels like you're in a microwave. It's not as humid. It's a combination of heat and humidity here. That is. It feels like you're in a microwave and somebody's holding the door shut on you. Now you walk in the shade. Cool, nice breeze. The heat's gone. Everything's good. It's an unbelievable change.
But in that sun,
I don't know how Larry Allen, Eric, I don't know the big guys did it. I have no idea how they survived. But even back then, we wasn't going 2.5. Not in that heat. No, sir.
Even then, we were doing
2-a-days. Now, to be fair, we were getting it in. We were doing 2-a-days. But we damn sure wasn't out there 2.5 straight in that kind of heat. I'm going to tell you, man, I don't know what the hell the Texans are going to look like. I don't know how many games they're going to win. I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen. But I know if they get back to winning ways, if they get back to respectability, if they're ever competitive again, it's going to take doing things a little bit differently than everybody else in the league. And I doubt very seriously that other teams in this league, that 31 other teams in this league, are grinding in this kind of heat for 2.5 hours in a quote-unquote ramp-up period when the NFLPA is keeping an eye on everything that you're doing, monitoring and really – cussing and discussing everything you do. So salute, hats off to everybody, Nick Caserio, David Culley, the coaching staff, and most importantly, the players, because if you're going to get back to what we all want the Texans to get back to, it's going to take some grinding, and it's hotter than hell out there. I noticed you changed your outfit today. You come out there yesterday, a polo buttoned all the way up to the neck and some sweatpants.
I'm all the way buttoned.
Oh, it was nice. It looked nice.
Thank you.
But I was like, ooh. Show trying to lose some surface water.
It was a mistake.
You got that old long crack too, so you must.
I mean,
that sweat was running a long way down there.
It was rough.
How many inches you think you lost off your crack when you lost 115 pounds?
I was about to say I ain't lost no inches, Clint.
I'm talking about your crack. Yes, you're a sicko.
Nowhere, man. I think it just grows longer.
Oh, it grows longer.
The weight that I lost. I think it's real long.
Oh, it had to shallow up a bit.
You think?
Surely.
Check it.
No, get that thing away from me, boy. Come on.
Mind. Let me know.
I'm gonna tell you that heat's something else, man. I mean.
Oh yeah. When I'm sweating behind my knees, and it is. I mean, that is. Whew. Getting in the car. Oh my God. Getting in that car after that. I need an auto start.
Down. Set. So one thing from practice today that stood out that we hadn't talked about for me was the linebackers, man. I think there's a couple of things here with this group of linebackers. One, they're experienced. I think they're really, really talented. They process at a high level. They appear to process at a high level of the little bit of time that we've seen. Boy, there's not a whole lot of blown coverages, mistakes in man coverage. There's some quick adjustments with motions and shifts and things of that nature early in training camp. That's impressive. But, man, they're fast. Yeah. I mean, this is – and, look, I don't want to blow it out of proportion because I think when you look at the body, the body types that Nick Caserio's bringing in here that are going to fit Lovie Smith's system, you're gonna have faster vehicles. You're gonna have leaner, smaller, quicker, faster individuals just by the skill set, the people that you're signing. So it's no secret that they're gonna be faster. But I think Christian Kirksey and Zach Cunningham are getting a lot of run. With the first unit, understandably so, that's expected. But man, those guys today, it was noticeable. There was a lot of cover two, which the safeties, two safeties split. The middle of the field is the weakness. The linebackers are put in a position, those inside linebackers are put in a position where they've got to either cover in space or cover in some kind of two-man scheme. And I'm telling you, it's hard as hell in today's game with offenses the way they are for linebackers to suffocate offenses. And this linebacker crew, although it's a very vanilla approach that the offense is throwing at them, this linebacker crew made it difficult all day for the quarterbacks, the tight ends, the receivers, the running backs in those underneath routes. I think that is really something to keep an eye on. I think these, especially Kirksey and Cunningham, could be big time differences this year to last year, and big time advantages in terms of just their ability to play that inside linebacker position at a high level, but with some serious twitch and speed.
See, one of the things that you spoke about coming out of OTAs was it was noticeable how much faster those inside linebackers looked. I remember, I think you described it as they look like bigger running backs.
Yeah.
Like the speed. And that is very, very noticeable from Kruger Hill, 51. Zach looks, he's always been that type of guy. Yep. But then Christian Kirksey, as you mentioned, they all just look faster and can move better. And that was a bit of an issue. Sometimes, hell, we thought Adams, Terrell Adams, looked fast just because of who maybe he was around,
yeah,
and what he replaced.
Well,
speed looks different.
You and I went out there last year. You remember this. You and I went out there last year in training camp, and we looked at the linebacker. I remember the linebacker crew was working right in front of us. And you and I both looked at each other and were like, man, these dudes are stiff. I mean, super stiff. Like you said, like Terrell Adams was one of the quicker ones. Obviously not Zach Cunningham. He wasn't in the group. But I was like, wow, these guys are – now, the most intense part of it, the one working with a sense of urgency, was the coach, who's now the D-line coach. But there, it was noticeable how stiff and slow the linebackers were at that point in time before the season started last year. I think it's a 180. I don't know if it's going to – translate to the field. Hell, you hope it does, because these guys have done it at a high level before. But I think that's one thing that is noticeably different, whether it's an OTA or it's training camp ramp-up period. It's noticeably different that these linebackers are built different. They were signed because they can run, and there's nothing stiff about them. And I think that's definitely the case with your top two. I think it runs down into – because the other guy – Pierre Louis.
Yeah, 5'7". Yeah.
He was the one, I think, getting reps when they do throw three inside linebackers out there. I believe he was the one getting a chunk of the reps. But it's clear these cats can run, and I think that's something that'll hold true throughout training camp. Look, day two of training camp, hell, everybody's fast. I mean, everybody's moving to a different beat right now. We'll see what happens long term, but I do think that speed, it holds and it translates throughout the season.
No pads, but it looks better than what we were looking at last year.
Well, last year, you could have put them in a jock and they were still going to be stiff.
I don't know what that means, but
well, all you're right, a pervert.
We just heard about Casario's cash, your chance to win $100 from the GM. Well, that's not the only thing he's doing. He's doing a whole bunch of stuff like that, doing a whole bunch of stuff we've never seen before from a GM. At least I've never seen. There's one thing that I watched today that Nick's doing. I'm telling you, it's really one of the most amazing things I've seen from a GM. We'll tell you what that is coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Remember tonight, 7 o'clock. As the Rockets have the number 2 pick in the draft, our NBA draft special right here on Sports Radio 610, led by Sean Pendergast and Adam Spolane. They will have you covered tonight, so make sure you are dialed in listening to that to see what the Rockets do with pick number 2. And they have 2 second-round picks at 23 and 24, so make sure you are locked in for that. All right, there were a lot of things that you were able to see in OTAs because you went to OTAs that I wasn't able to see yet. Now I've joined you to be at practice and to see them.
I've enjoyed it, by the way. I've enjoyed you being there, man. You're a good bread breaker during practice, man.
Yeah.
Not over the top, distracting, but very, the conversation revolves around the practice. And yeah, it's good stuff, man. I'm glad you're out there, man.
There are some people who don't have a
mental. I wasn't talking about anybody else. Don't drag me into something.
Making the statement, there are some people out there who don't have a stop sign, that mental stop sign.
I don't know who that may or may not be. Don't drag me into all that. I love everybody. I was just trying to give you a compliment, not knock on anybody else. Back up, show.
Put it in reverse, show.
Damn, I was just trying to give you a compliment.
There's some truth to what you said in your comment. There are some out there who don't have a stop sign. All right, but yes, so I've been out there with you, and I've gotten to see this. And you said, well, Nick Caserio's really in it. He is really involved. And, man, I have never, ever in my life covering football seen a GM that is as involved on infield practicing. Like, he looks like a coach. Like, he is out there, not even looks, I'm sorry. He is out there as a coach. I have covered Andy Reid. I covered John Dorsey, who I thought was a very hands-on general manager with the Chiefs. But Brett Veach with the Chiefs. I've never seen them on the field like that in a scenario. You said it. Boy, he is out there with his hands dirty, more than just out there evaluating and taking notes. He is coaching.
Yeah, there's definitely, you can tell, hell, by the way he's dressed and the position he stands. And as you said, there's times throughout the day where he'll grab a player and literally get in their ear for 2 minutes and coach them up on what just happened. He did it to KQT today. I do wonder, though, Sho, I wonder if that is, like, right now is a major evaluation period for him. In a sense of the staff, obviously the players, really being aware of how practice is structured. I wonder if he is just you know, just put himself in the middle of everything to really feel things out so that he can help manage how he wants to general manage an organization, essentially, moving forward. Being his first time, you got to believe that he's just doing what he's used to. But I wonder if the end game is, hey, this is what I need to do. This is what I need to change. These are the players that I need to keep. I need to go in a different direction here. And I think that would be very easy decisions to processes to navigate if you are hands-on, knee-deep in the middle of everything. Now, I think the coach bug is clear. That's obvious. Yeah, he wants to be out there hands-on. But I wonder if there's a method to the madness.
Yeah, I mean, you would think there has to be. He seems to be someone that does it. And I'm not knocking him. Ever. Everybody's style is their own style. I've just never seen that before.
Yeah,
I've never seen, and you've been around the league more than I have. Have you ever seen a GM that isn't like you talked about?
We didn't see a suit one time. Two different years.
Y'all call them suits, huh?
Well, I mean, he's the only GM I've ever seen in tights and like literally not just athletic wear. My man's got tights up underneath his shorts.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, it's like he's ready to go work out. Like every GM I've ever been around, which isn't a ton. I mean, it was in Dallas, it was the same one consistently, and then when I went to Miami two different times, I don't think I ever even met the GM, to be completely honest with you. I never saw him on the field
practice,
and he definitely wasn't in the middle of practice. So yeah, I mean, outside of seeing the suits up by the back door of the facility, watching practice, or up on the balcony watching practice in Miami, I've never seen anything like it. But it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me when you look at where he comes from, when you look at his background, obviously, when you look at what he's been tasked with here in Houston. I think that first year, I think I would be disappointed if the GM for the Houston Texans wasn't heavily involved. Maybe not grabbing like Kiki QT and
like
literally.
That was something I've never seen before. Yeah. Like he was coaching him as much as a wide receiver coach would coach him.
Yeah.
Like he stopped him. And they sat down and went through it afterwards. Yeah. That was something odd to me. Is that potentially? Because when you think about it, you think, all right, you can see a lot of positive there, man. Man, he's invested. He's in it. He's going to know firsthand with his own eyes what he needs and what guys do. And also, to be fair to him, it's not like you don't get the feel that he's out of his. Over his skis something that he shouldn't be doing. Like, he's coached receivers before with the Patriots. Like, that's something that he's done before.
You'll never get me to think that an extra set of eyes on any position, an attention to detail coaching, a sense of urgency of the way you go. I don't give a damn what your position is. If you're operating and executing and functioning with those things, attention to detail, sense of urgency – hey, I'm in, man. I don't give a damn who you are,
nice recovery.
Or where you're from, or what your position is. That right there is absolute gold to me. I think it's a positive. I think it's a good thing. I wonder how open the players are to actually receiving that. I wonder how you know what the dynamic is between him and the head coach. And because I mean, you'd like to think ahead. Again, if I were a head coach, I'd want everybody off my field.
See, that's what
but you ain't got to worry about me, like. Like, these dudes will be complaining about how hard they're coached. I'd fire coaches. I would fire my friends if they were a coach because there's no sense of urgency in what they're doing. Like, if they didn't all think the way Nick Caserio thinks, I'd fire all of them. And so I wouldn't need that if I were the one coaching. But, I'm here for that side of Nick Caserio all day, every day, and twice on Sunday.
Clint Sterner in the show here with you on Houston Sports Leader. We're talking about Nick Caserio doing something I've never seen a GM do before. I've never seen a GM jump in and be so into it, almost looking like a coach on the field.
You know, the other thing, show to me that I can't help but think where this organization is right now, the GM being on the field, it's got to be an advantage, right? I mean, a lot of GMs are very dependent on – the head coach, the position coach, the player personnel guys, you know, the leaders of the team coming in and telling him what's going on and explaining to him who's doing what, how they're doing it, why, right? This dude ain't – now, I think he's still open to have those conversations with certain people, but I think –
it's not just I'm taking your word for it.
Chief, they're going to walk in. We talked about this in OTAs. Like, I think he walked – when he sits down with somebody, whoever it is, regardless of what decision they're trying to make, I think he's got a one-page, cliff notes on that individual, that circumstance, and goes, okay, well, what do you think? And it's a compare and contrast. It's not a – blind, take the notes. This is what I'm going to do.
I trust my scout.
Yeah, no, man. I'm here for that, man.
All right, Rob, you got a question for Clint. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, I got a quick question and a challenge.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ron, real quick before I get to the question, don't go race Easterby, dude. Everybody in Houston hates this guy. You lose to him.
I'm not going to lose.
Brother, you're risking. I'm hand me within 8 yards. Stop. You can't, bro. Don't. We love you here, man. We want to keep you here.
Rob,
these clowns will run. These clowns will run you out of town,
Jelly,
man.
Rob, don't. I don't know. Go ahead, man. What's your question, Rob? The hell, I pull a hand me in 8 yards.
Within 8 yards. All right, here we go, Clint. Since both of y'all have said this is a rare being as involved in the practice as he is, where he's actually coaching, as you guys said, I wasn't there, y'all were. How does that make the players feel? Specifically, say the vets who come from, say, KC, as Ron was saying, and that's not how it's done over there. And then they get here as an example. And then now here the GM is out there telling them how to shuck a block or how to make a cut or whatever the case may be. What does that do for him? Does he get intimidated? Is he considered a joke? Give me some insight, fellas, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank
all right,
y'all.
All right, appreciate the call, Rob, mostly. But that is a good question, and I want to make sure Clint has enough time to answer that because there is some thought of that. If you're a player – you've never seen this before. Clint's played in the NFL. He said he's never seen two different organizations, never seen a GM on the field like that. Hell, he said he hadn't even met the GM in Miami. That's concerning. But we don't see this. How are players thinking? How would players react to that? Clint will answer that on the other side.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. Sports Radio 610, breaking news, powered by Odyssey and presented by BetQL. Become a better sports bettor. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Well, Rob, I'm glad you're listening through the break. You're going to have to wait on the answer to your question here for a second because we got some breaking news. Our trusty producer, Tyler Milner, what you got?
All right, guys, it's happening. The SEC, the Southeastern Conference, officially invites the Oklahoma Sooners and the Texas Longhorns to join the SEC. The presidents and chancellors of the Southeastern Conference on Thursday voted unanimously today to extend membership invitations to the University of Oklahoma and the University of Texas to join the SEC effective July 1st, 2025, with competition to begin in all sports for the 2025-2026 academic year.
Well, there it is. It's happening. Tyler, no more guessing. It's happening. And you said unanimous, which means, Clint, that means Texas A&M. voted in this as well to accept them in. So Texas, Oklahoma, Clint will be in the SEC, and this is the most powerful conference in all of college sports.
Yeah, look, I mean, it just makes sense, man. It just means more. It just makes sense. I mean, I can't blame. Look, obviously, my school is a part of the SEC, so I'm a big fan. I'm not going to sit here and beat my chest because we hadn't done a whole hell of a lot in the SEC.
That's true.
To be completely honest, whoa. I did all right, but my school ain't done. My school.
Yeah, I didn't. When you chime in,
it gets a little personal. I'm now.
Just speaking honestly. Like
but the fact of the matter is that there's nothing wrong with the SEC, University of Texas, and University of Oklahoma. Is it University of Oklahoma? Or Oklahoma University.
OU,
Oklahoma University.
Yeah, Oklahoma. I didn't know what the right way to say it is. But anyway.
It's University of Oklahoma.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
OU.
Interesting. But nonetheless, they're all getting ahead of the curve. They all see that these super conferences are coming at some point sooner rather than later. They're starting it. I mean, why not? Why wait around and worry about hurting feelings when, hey man, you can join the best conference that there is out there and be part of the best of the best and literally, I mean, widen the gap between you and everybody else. And if you're the SEC, you look at it and you go, hey, if the Big 12 is going to blow up, what schools do we want to invite into the SEC? What schools make the SEC better? There's no brainer, OU and UT.
I was going to say, you got the two best prizes that were out there, right? If there were going to be – as we said, they're going to be four super conferences. They may go to 16. Hell, I wouldn't be surprised, Clint, if this goes to 20 teams in these four super conferences. But if you're going to do that, the three major players that were out there were Notre Dame, Oklahoma, and Texas that have brand and will take your conference to the next level, even the SEC. You got two of them. It was a no-brainer. It was a no-brainer decision, and this is the jumpstart to now. What is the ACC going to do? What is the Big Ten going to do? Now the Pac-12 is scrambling to try to get to 16 and get the best teams left because the Big 12 is done, over. Well, I don't care if they try to roll
the Big 12 is done. Look, I don't care what anybody says, man. If the Pac-12 doesn't jump on the other Texas schools, they're nuts. And if the other Texas schools don't seriously entertain the Pac-12, they're nuts.
Would you go to the Big Ten?
Hell no. If you're TCU, or hell, if you're Texas Tech, TCU, Baylor, or who am I leaving out? I'm leaving somebody out.
There's Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, TCU,
Oklahoma State.
Baylor.
That's the other one. That's the four. That's the four big ones to me. You got obviously have Iowa State's in there, but to me, here's the deal: is if you go to the Pac-12, the opportunity for you to get in the college football playoffs, it goes through the roof immediately. You weren't getting through OU of late, and you weren't getting through Texas back before the damn wheels came off with Texas. And there's just a matter of time before they're back, regardless of what conference area. And I don't care what anybody says. It's just a matter of time. And it's the Pac-12. TCU win a Pac-12 right now. I mean, TCU can win a Pac-12 right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you look Oklahoma State and Texas Tech with the way their style of ball fits the Pac-12.
Now, I mean, I'll give you that. They have a better chance. But, I mean, USC could get up at any point.
Well, now they can. I'm not saying that they can't, but I'm saying you walk into the Pac-12, I think if I'm Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, Baylor, or TCU, and you're in Texas and you obviously have all the pluses of being in Texas, the Pac-12 widens their footprint, and now you got to go beat USC, who they are right now. I mean, your biggest deal is Oregon. Oregon and Stanford really right now are your two, I would think right this second, are the two bigger. Stanford.
Washington's been pretty good with.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to think.
That's what I'm talking about right
now.
Hey, man,
look here, bro. If I'm TCU, Baylor, I'm all in on the Pac-12, and that's the schedule that I got to run to get into the big dance. Hell, I can't wait to get there.
We'll get to Tyler and the A&M, see if he gets in tears here in a little bit. About where he is with it now, because he was against this forever. It's never going to happen. Don't want him in here. But the only reason why I would say for those schools like Texas Tech, TCU, Baylor is the Big Ten, you think from the money or the winning perspective, I'm thinking from the money perspective, the Big Ten and their conference with their TV deal and that Big Ten network, which makes more money than the SEC network, like that's what I'm thinking is the money part and the prestige. The Big Ten is a bigger conference than the Pac, than the Pac-12, traditionally, and money-wise and just prestige. And I'm like, all right, do I wanna go there with the money and be a part of that Big Ten network and that money?
Yep.
Or do I want to go where the winning is?
Great point. I didn't think about it that way, but off the cuff show. But I'm gonna tell you, man. I mean, here's the deal. If the Pac-12 is gonna be involved in one of these super conferences, they got to get it together, man. You know what I mean? They got to get together, and a big part of them getting together from TV rights and eyeballs on their program and on their conference is somehow playing in Central Standard Time, right? And the way you do that is Oklahoma State.
That makes sense. They should go after them hard,
and they could recruit it. They should have been
it 2 weeks ago.
The minute UT and OU announced it, the Pac-12 should have been on the phone to the next whoever you think that is. I know I'm leaving somebody out. Whoever you think the next four biggest are in the Big 12, the most powerful brands in the Big 12, the Pac-12 should have been on the phone calling them immediately. Your footprint expands in a major way, and all of a sudden you automatically have two, three, maybe even four games in the Central Time Zone every single week.
Yeah, and that's why another thing, if I'm one of those schools, like I try to strike up some stuff with the ACC or the Big Ten, also with that of, man, I don't want half my games to be played at 11 o'clock at night. Like, all right, I'm Oklahoma State, and I'm in the Pac-12.
Yeah.
But I got a game against Oregon that starts at 10:30. I got a game in LA that's, you know, so it's an interesting thing because the Big 12 is shot. It's done. We all knew when these schools started expanding and the places they took them from was the Big 12 that was going to come to an end. So
yeah. could you imagine though, bro, I played the All-Star game, high school All-Star game that I played in was Texas, California. And maybe I just grew up naive. I just didn't give a rip. I don't know. But I did not realize the hate between Texas and California. Like, it became a big-ass deal.
Yeah.
And it was a rough game and a rough week out there because of it was like when Texas goes west like that, anything that represents the state of Texas, when you go west like that out into Cali, I mean, you're frowned upon.
Bunch I mean,
of we, hippies. We run out there. Now, I ain't going to go there. I didn't say that. That was Tyler. I mean, they go out there. You know, you walk out there with Texas on your chest, you got problems. I mean, it was a lot more intense than I expected it to be. And I just think California high school football is really, 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 really good as well. I think that could be a hellacious matchup week in, week out.
No, I know it'll be.
The Pac-12, that could be fun.
Well, the Pac-12 and those other Big 12 schools better start doing something. Better start doing something. All right, Tyler, where are you now? Because you have been denying that this is going to happen for.
I'm 98% sure this is going to happen. No, okay, I'm just kidding. No, it's happening. I'll toss it to the GOAT to explain how I'm feeling about this.
So it's time to just sack up and go play the game. But it is no cakewalk, and it is not the Big 12.
You tell him, Johnny. This ain't the Big 12. Welcome in.
I should have brought that. I can't believe I dropped the ball and let you have that audio.
that was Johnny Manziel, by the way.
Could have just let him have that.
No, I can't do it. Because finally, Tyler's coming around to it. I can see. I can see his face. I can see he's coming around. Jimbo Fisher, his message: bring him on. Johnny, his message: bring him on.
Sack up, baby.
Everybody on that A&M train, just hook up to Jimbo and Johnny. And run this thing. You're number five in the country or number four in the country. What is it? I mean, they're top ranked team in the country.
Four.
Don't stoop. Just keep on keeping on and see how this thing unfolds. It's going to be some hellacious football in 2025.
I want to throw this to you, A&M fan, Tyler, and others can text in or whatever. Is this a bad day? Is this a bad day for A&M that this is now happening? God, this happened.
I wouldn't classify it as bad at all. I'd say just like I did from the beginning, it'll make things a little tougher on the Aggie program. You're going to have an in-state rival competing with you. Being able to say that they're in the SEC now, too, that was a big recruiting tool, of course. But, no, I wouldn't say it's bad. A&M's got the jump start. A&M's on the up and up. Texas can't beat, God, like Iowa State and Maryland. So I'm not too worried about them. And I'm really just curious to see how this shakes out.
It's okay if you're worried about it.
No, I'm not. I'm curious to see how they do the alignment in the SEC.
That's where my head went first.
Is it going to be the pods thing like we've talked about? Is it going to be, you know, Texas and OU coming to the West and they ship Alabama or somebody over to the East? What that's going to look like? And then ultimately, are the Aggies and the Longhorns going to get back to playing on Thanksgiving? Because that is a tradition.
It would be criminal if they didn't.
Yeah. That's why you just put Texas in the West and you put OU in the East. Be done with it. And then you make OU and Texas, because they got to play every year too. You make, because the Red River Shootout has to stay. And you make Texas and OU each other's yearly rivals.
To me, those three got to be in the same. They all got to be in the same division. In my opinion, you got to reshuffle the deck and you got to move Alabama.
Why do they all have to be? Because
you need those schools to play every year.
Yeah, and you can that way because every.
But then if you can that way, yeah. But then if you lock A&M's East opponents, then you got to lock everybody else's.
Well, it's that way, isn't it? Like
no, it's that way with one and for some, but how many are you going to be able to? How many are you going to be able to lock like that in opposite divisions?
Well, I thought in the SEC already one team in the West plays one team in the East every year.
Yes,
and that's what I'm saying. If you put OU in the East and Texas in the West, Texas and OU would be their locked in opponents, and then A&M and Texas, since they're in the West together,
okay,
they got to play every year.
Yeah, I mean, other than the geographical aspect of it, right?
They've blown through the shred.
That's what I'm saying.
They've got Missouri in the West.
Right. It only makes sense, Joe, if they draw the line straight down the middle of Alabama, and Alabama and Auburn go to the East, OU and Texas come to the West. Missouri stays in the West, and who would that slide over? It slides over one more.
So Missouri's not in the West yet.
No, it's what I'm saying. But you would leave Missouri, OU, and add OU and Texas. You would add those three to the West, and then just if you look at the map, I posted one the other day on Twitter. But if you look at the map, it's an easy fix if you so choose to do that. I think it's Auburn and Alabama would go to the East. Anyway, the point is I think it makes sense to just reshuffle the deck. Now Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee, they ain't gonna be happy with that. I mean, those are your big voices in the East. They're not going to be real happy with adding.
I mean, if you want to do that, I mean, that's fine. I mean, hell, they would still get OU. I mean, I don't know how thrilled they're going to be with having OU there every year, but I mean.
Well, I look here. I think Alabama and Auburn to the East would level things out. Right now, the West is just a monster. I mean, you got A&M, LSU, and Alabama in the West. And that's not even counting Auburn, who has won a national championship.
Well, I feel like there's no way avoiding having a beast. I feel like because...
Well, there's not, but this is your opportunity to level the playing field right now. I mean, Tennessee's won a title before, unfortunately, I gave them one, but they won a title. But I mean, really, they hadn't been much since. I don't know. I think moving Alabama, I think it levels the playing field for the SEC across the board. But who knows? I don't know if Bama will give any pushback. I don't know if Florida, Georgia will give any pushback. Who knows?
We'll see if they do it. I feel like that's probably going to be the easy thing they do, is just put Oklahoma and Texas in opposite ones and make them play each other every year. If you're just joining us, here is the latest news. The SEC presidents and chancellors voted unanimously. That means Texas A&M as well. Thursday to extend membership invitations to the University of Oklahoma and the University of Texas to join the SEC effective July 1st, 2025, with competition to begin in all sports for the 2025-2026 academic year. So that is the latest. It's a done deal. This thing happened in a week, Jack. A week. When we first started seeing Lopez start to tweet things out, and bam, it is, what is it, Thursday, and it is a done deal, and the Big 12 is done. Clint Sterner, Ron the Show, Hughley, Tyler, who is pumping himself up now and getting ready for which you should be happy about, getting ready for UT.
How's that gonna
and
sit?
A&M.
How's that going to sit with A&M if they were? I mean, are you sure this makes it official? Like the invitation was accepted, or
I guess
they've extended it.
Yeah, I guess it hadn't been accepted technically, but
because of 14-0, that means that A&M went from we're going to protect Texas, we're going to protect A&M.
Well, I saw it last night that they were. Last night there was a report. I showed it to him. Broke his heart in our meeting. There was a report that A&M and their officials had agreed. They were okay with allowing Texas in the SEC.
And we said, come on over, little bro. We got you.
Okay. All right.
See, they just can't. You can't handle prosperity.
I want him though. Bring it. Yes.
You can't handle winning.
More sports hate. I love it. Here we go. Like, I'm really amped for this. I am amped for that game now. That's huge.
Every A&M fan should be through the roof right now. I really want T to. You're the big dog, man. You don't have to respond to the little one nipping your heels, man.
Oh, I know. Come on over, little bro.
You're top five. See, that's acknowledging the nipper.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm happy for him.
That's acknowledging that little chihuahua nipping at your heels. I tell you all the other day, I got chased by three chihuahuas.
I saw them little suckers this morning when I was running, by the way.
Those are the scariest dogs there are.
I told y'all about that.
You did not tell
No,
us
I haven't heard this.
I hope they don't have one of those cameras at the front door.
What happened?
What do you mean what happened? Them little suckers come out of the damn house, out of the front door at me, and the gates were open at somebody's house.
And they just ran you down?
Well, I mean, they ran me down. I was high-stepping like you wouldn't believe. I'm surprised they didn't pull a hamstring or something. And it was one of those where, like, midway, I realized what I was doing, but I couldn't, like, my instincts, they were full go. Like, don't you even think about putting them feet on the ground very long because them little suckers will chew you up.
Did they just quit?
No, they chased me all the way past their next driveway. It was a U-shaped driveway. They chased me all the way past the other driveway. Two little girls come out of the front door, off the front porch, yelling at them with no shoes on in a rock driveway, trying to get them little suckers.
So is that why your mile time was so quick?
No, that wasn't today. I ran by their house.
That's a great point.
They've been fenced in. I ran a sub 9 minute mile today. 8:23. I ran a mile in 8:23 today. This morning.
You know, with those little dogs, it's funny. You got guys like Cecil that are so scared of like,
hey, I ran an 8:23 mile and you went back to the damn dogs.
Listen, stop, guys. Stop it. Stop traffic. Acknowledge him.
Yeah.
That's a great job, Clint. 8:23.
I'm going sub 8. Yeah, stand your ass up, Tyler.
Everybody out there. Mac on the line, clap. Yep. Nasty ass Jim, clap. Yes.
I'm going sub 8. I'm going sub 8 here within two weeks.
That's a big jump.
He needs help.
I'm going sub 8 in two weeks.
But Cecil and guys like him, they need to be stop being so scared of these pit bulls and bigger dogs because those little chihuahuas are what will get you,
That's
man.
Poor, piss poor advice.
No, it is not.
You do, Cecil.
Piss poor advice. I've never heard anybody say, yeah, man, you really need to stop being scared of pit bulls.
My pit bull is the sweetest dog you will ever meet in your life.
That's fine. I mean, you got a sweet dog. You got a sweet pit bull.
It's inside her. She can turn.
There ain't no doubt.
She can turn.
Chihuahuas are born evil.
You should stop being
evil. You are correct. The chihuahuas are very, very evil.
But that does not mean stop being scared of pits.
No, it does not. We do not support that statement.
They get a bad rap. People use them for the wrong reasons because they're very muscular.
Yeah, but I think they have a very fair rap in terms of your feet.
That's wrong.
He had one brain fart and your face is off. One brain fart and you have no face.
One move that he misjudged.
I mean, that's fine if you want to take that gamble. Just don't tell our listeners to do that. That's cool.
All right, the latest news, breaking news, breaking huge news in college sports. Texas and Texas A&M will play every year starting in 5 years, 4 years. I can't count. That's coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.